you in a constant fight with your technology? And does it seem like the technology is winning? Well, you've come to the right place. It's time for Battleborn Tech with your host, Christy.
Even though your pastor urgently needs you to secretly buy surprise gift cards for sick children, save your money by listening to Battleborn Tech instead every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Pacific, broadcasting on FM 95.1 and streaming live at knbc.org. Wondering which toothpaste fixes Bluetooth? Call Battleborn Tech, 775-241-3571. Let us get you paired with your smile again at 775-241-3571. Opinions on Battleborn Tech are those of the host and callers. This week, we welcome Diane, Joan, and Esteban. The opinions expressed on this show does not necessarily reflect those of KNVC or Computer Corps. They are too busy arguing which is the best way to blow into the game cartridge from the 90s.
Don't. It lays down a layer of moisture on the pins and causes corrosion. It's not a good thing.
Yeah, probably.
Just use a little bit of canned air, like one of those spritz bottles that spray air.
Yeah, just that is certified for electronics, so it doesn't have moisture.
Got three phone calls today. First up, I think we're going down to the wire with Diane, shutting down the pop-ups. Oh, I hate those.
Go ahead, caller.
Oh, my gosh. I've had so many problems with my computer. And
I'm sorry to hear that. Who are we talking to?
You're talking to Diane.
Hey, Diane. Diane, with so many problems on your computer. Okay, we're on our way.
Yeah. How do I keep getting them, and how can I not get them?
Okay, what are we talking about? What's happening to the computer? Something's coming in. What are we talking? Emails? We're talking pop-ups? What are we talking?
Well, what I've had this last time was from a company, and it just starts up. If I get on my computer, all of a sudden it's there and it won't go away. I can do nothing with it.
Oh, wow. Is it a whole screen?
It takes over my whole computer.
It takes over the whole computer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what have you tried?
I tried the built-in things that are on my computer so that I don't have those issues, but it just bypassed all of that.
Okay.
None of that worked.
You like did you found the security virus scan or?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, it's probably your browser's probably to blame. What's happening is that the browser has it has so much power. It's almost like its own little operating system, its own little computer. So what I'm thinking is that, if it takes over your whole screen, sometimes that's called a browser hijack, and you can usually get rid of those by actually shut down your computer. Which you think it's just by clicking shutdown would do it, but no, you got to use the mouse, click shutdown. But before you do, hold down the shift key and touch shutdown. And what that does, shuts it down. You could also try restart. Restart should do it too. But if you never shut down your computer, or if you just shut down, you click. Microsoft sneakily made that a sleep instead of a shutdown. But if you do shift, hold down the shift and click shutdown, it actually shuts down. So that may get rid of the browser takeover. The other one is that if it pops up, usually they're like, I don't know, an eighth of the screen in the bottom right, a little square that says, oh my gosh, you have to get McAfee, or oh my gosh, you need to update your drivers or whoever, whatever. So those are notifications. And those are in the browsers as well. Do you know what browser you use? I mean, what does the icon look like? Is it a little multicolored target, or is it a wave, a blue wave, or?
It actually says McAfee.
It actually says what? McAfee.
McAfee.
Yeah, but what about your browser? Yeah, that's just the symptom. What's your browser? Chrome. Is it? I'm sorry, Chrome?
I'm not sure.
Okay, no worries. What do you click to get to the internet? Is there a little icon? Is it a red?
Yes,
okay,
icon.
What does it look like? What is the icon look like?
Oh, my gosh. It's just like a little blue icon.
Is it a blue circle with red, yellow, blue around it?
No, it's just a blue circle.
A blue circle? Does it look, with much imagination, does it look like a wave? Kind of curls back on itself.
Like that.
Okay. So we're talking Microsoft Edge. No worries. They're all pretty much the same except for Firefox and Safari. So Microsoft Edge, what you want to do and what you want to do, everybody wants to do is turn off notifications. Now this is going to be on radio so you can listen to it and can also listen to it podcast or record it on the website of KNVC. But let me go over what you do. So there's a little three dots at the top of Edge. And you want to roll on down to settings, which is that little sprockety thing on that. And then you're going to want to, get to notifications. That's one of your problems. Okay. So it's under privacy, search and services, at least this week. And then it's under site permissions. Oh my gosh. And then there's more. It's under all permissions. And then it's under notifications. And then it's under customized behaviors. Well, you can do all that, or you can just use a little search in the top and just type notifications. Then it will come out and let you do that to get to notifications. So you go to notifications, and you got default behavior under privacy, search services, site permissions, all permissions, notifications. And what you want to do, I think you want to say quiet notification request. And what that does, it says no more notifications, okay? And what also you want to do is below that customized behavior is that you will see allowed to send notifications, and you'll probably see a whole bunch of websites there. And some of them would just be gobbledygook.com, just a string of letters. So you want to go through all that and just delete all them. So that deletes the ones that are already there. And then it also says, don't ever ask me about if I want this stuff again, because I just know I never do.
Yes.
Okay, so that the one stops the future, and then the other customized behaviors under notifications will allow you to clear off. It says, allow to send notifications. Say, just remove all those, X all those out at the right of the website, okay? And that will really quiet down your computer and give your computer back to you. Microsoft Windows thought it would be a great idea if websites could just send us messages anytime they want it.
Yeah.
No, we don't like that. But there you are. Okay. All right. Well, if you do those two things, it'll really be a lot quieter, a lot more sane computer experience. Okay, Diane?
All right.
All right. Thanks for calling. Battleborn Tech.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, luckily, they have all the web browsers have. They didn't take away notifications, which would be the best, but they did put in an option on them to not only to take out the ones you accidentally clicked yes to when you said, "Hey, can we send you notifications?" Not only can you take those out, but you can also say, "Don't ever ask me again." That's the setting you want. Now, if you use more than one browser, you're going to have to do it in more than one place. But follow the little breadcrumbs in the call. Find that place and just turn off those notifications. Never ask me for a notification. If you forget and you do get a notification, always say no, because they can notify anytime you're connected to the internet, not just when you're at their website or even when the browser's open.
Yeah, which is kind of a terrifying thought. That means they're paying attention to everything you do. You type your password in for your bank account.
Yeah.
Did that actually go to some third-party server in Eastern Europe? We don't know, do we?
They're misleading. A lot of them say McAfee or something or other like that. That's not McAfee. It's a scam. So turn them off. They're just become pollution and useless. Hey, we try not to be useless, but Anthony points out that our advice last week to good old Robin and her ancient Mac was a little bit off, because even though you can still use the web with an 18-year-old Mac, unfortunately, the web's moved on. Something called SSL and TLS has moved on from 18 years ago. So the cryptographic suites and for secure websites are no longer accepted from 18-year-old Macs. They're not updated. So when she goes to a website, even though everything else is fine, it's going to look at what the browser's offering for cryptograph, and it's not going to be there.
Got another phone call here. This is Joan.
Go ahead, caller.
Hi, this is Joan, and
hey, Joan.
I have a question.
All right, it's a tech question, I hope, right?
It is a tech question.
You can barely answer those, but go ahead. All right, go ahead.
I bought a new computer.
Well,
I got
a lot of those. Okay, it must be good for
thought I had researched very carefully and did not realize that I bought a computer that is in S mode.
S mode.
And I'm used to all Google stuff and Microsoft, and they say if I change it, it's a one-time thing, and I can never change back, and it might mess up my whole computer. I was wondering if that was true.
Well, no. I mean, S mode, you know what S mode stands for?
Stupid people who buy new computers without
experts. I had not heard that one. That was a better answer than mine, but I wouldn't have said it. I was going to say no one knows. No one knows what S mode means. That means store or simplicity or security. You take your pick. Stupid.
Okay.
I wouldn't say that, but that's funny. what they said is true. It might hurt your computer. Pretty much the default. I mean, once you go out on the wild, wild internet, there's a lot of stuff that can hurt your computer. I mean, that's just, and we kind of,
right.
Windows people are kind of up, you know, they're kind of used to that. So it's not like, oh, I did this, now I'm in a specifically bad spot. No, you're just down there with the rest of us. S-mode that is kind of the sort of their idea that they were going to lock down the computer so miscreants can't put malware on your computer. That's a thought. Could make the operating system more secure, but okay. They locked it down instead to just Microsoft apps, as you have found.
Right.
Microsoft apps are the only thing you can install, and they say, well, now you're secure. Well, yeah, but now I'm limited. Maybe it's better to secure the operating system instead of limiting my choices, but okay. And it's true. It's one way. It's only on Windows Home. But once you get out of S mode, you can't go back because they said, okay, you're on your own. We don't want anything to do with you. We're done with you. You know, you don't want to. So we don't know where that computer's been. So we're not letting you back into the secure house.
Yeah.
So, it's kind of, if you can make things work with Microsoft apps, there's a lot out there, and make it work with you kind of got to dance with the one that brought you, kind of, with Microsoft apps. You can't be installed.
Yeah.
You had trouble with Google stuff? Is that true?
Well, no. I mean, I love Google stuff. I do Gmail.
I mean, the web is fine. I mean, it's just installing programs.
Right.
You'd have to go, like, you can't just get Zoom from Zoom.us. You got to get it from the Microsoft Store. You might want to try living with it for a while, see how it is before you take the plunge to go out there in the great unwashed masses with the rest of us.
Right. Because, like, my Gmail, you know, I have to actually go in and say gmail.com. I can't
You can't install Thunderbird, or you can install Outlook, but you can't install Fastmail has
like
an app, but you gotta you can still use Fastmail, you just gotta use the web version.
Yeah.
I don't know, did I answer your question? I don't know.
You did. And I mean, it was the answer I didn't want to hear, but I just wanted to, you know, make sure.
And I am trying
to live with it.
It's a little awkward. You can only use Edge. You can't use Chrome or Firefox.
And that kills me.
Could be a deal breaker, yeah.
Yeah, you know, you just get so used to what your you have.
Edge, and, Edge has come a long way. Edge talked. Well, Internet Explorer was bad, and then they made Edge, and that was pretty good, but no one would use it. So they just gave up, threw out all that good code, and just went over to a version of Chromium, which is the same base as Chrome. And so, you know, Edge, you know, it still has the stink of Internet Explorer, but probably unjustified. I mean, it can work. It's not like you're going weird. But, yeah, if you say, oh, my gosh, I really want my Brave browser with the privacy, or I want the Vivaldi, or I'm just big on. There's some things that Google only are allowed to run on Chrome. So if that's a deal breaker, well, then you're going to have to get out of S. But otherwise.
Okay. Well, I'll try.
All right.
You know, I'll try. And I may report back.
Well, you can report back, and I don't think you're stupid. I would like to – it's not a stupid thing to do. It's secure. We'll go with secure. Well, yeah, I'm using Windows Secure. You know, there you go. Sounds bad. All right. All right. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Well, Store is related to also to a thing that's like halfway called Smart App Control, and there's been a little wrestling in Windows 11. If you looked at Windows 11 previous versions, it said you could either turn it, if it was on with a fresh, clean install of Windows, you could turn it off, but then you can never turn it back on. Well, actually not true. You could actually do a registry edit and actually turn it back on so that it'd give you a absolutely no, I'm not going to let you install this app. Defender allows you to slip by it and say, I want to install it anyway. So in recent Windows 11 updates, you may be getting yours soon, it does allow you to toggle that back on and off. So you could run it on so you can't install anything that's suspicious or doesn't have a good rep. And you can turn it off if there's something you want to run, you know it's okay, you run it, and then you turn the Smart App Control back on. You're allowed to do that now. Before, you had to do a registry edit. So we got Smart Screen, we got Smart App, and we got Store Mode. Those are all things that stop you from running stuff on your computer.
I would be bereft and bereaved if I couldn't install third-party apps on my machine.
Yeah, that store, yeah.
Yeah, if I had to do everything through the App Store, I mean, there's some pretty esoteric stuff that I use for my editing. But, you know, Bill Gates knows best.
The deal breaker for Joan was that she wants to use the browser of her choice. She doesn't want to be locked into Edge, and that's a lot of people. So that's for a lot of people, Store just doesn't work.
Agreed. Got another phone call here. This is Esteban, and he's getting fancy with Windows.
Go ahead, caller.
Hi, this is Esteban calling from Gardnerville. How you doing?
I'm fine, Esteban. What's up in Gardnerville?
Well, you know, I upgraded to the Windows 11 finally, got around to it. And, well, now, and I also got a wider screen, so which is nice. I can, you know, have a couple of applications working at the same time. I know people have been doing this for probably a decade. I'm just now getting around to doing it.
Yeah, so. That's fine. What's up? Sounds like everything's going well. What, you got a little bump in the road
it's
there?
It's going good, but every time I open a new program and then I go to make that window the right size that I want, it gives me this little grid of how many windows I want. Do I want them side by side, tall? One on top of two on top of one. Is there any way I can just make that the standard desire so when I open the window, it just goes to that?
Yeah, maybe. I've been, those are, you can't save them, unfortunately. Maybe that'll come up in a different one, but when they give you a grid, they give you like three columns or they give you two rows on one side and then a column on another. Yeah, those are up the top. You roll up the top and you get those. Now, they're just working on that. But they also work, it's strange, they've got a like a parallel Skunk Works kind of thing called Power Toys. Have you heard of
Power Toys?
Power Toys, all one word. And it's bbtl.ink/powertoys will get you to the thing, bbtl.ink, BBT link with a dot between the L and the I-N-K, /powertoys. That gives you a thing. And one of the things they, one of the power toys they have, it's always not quite ready for prime time, but works pretty well. It's called Fancy Zones. And there's a link from BBTL/Fancy Zones, or you can get to it from Power Toys. That gives you a lot more than you want. But Fancy Zones is like the screen areas, you know, grown up. Maybe it's a preview. Maybe it's just for power users.
Okay.
But that, you can save a setup of windows. You can set up, you know, whatever you want. You want five windows. You can split them, move them around, and then save that layout. It doesn't load it into the layout. I don't know one that does that. It doesn't load the very programs. But
okay.
You can, if you turn that on with the shift, you have to use shift and all sorts of things or instructions. You can then go up and, hey, I want the windows to snap to this layout. And you can save that one if you don't like the defaults that Windows 11 give you. So I would, you know, if you're really into it and you say, I do this every day, it's going to be worth learning. Fancy Zones under Power Toys is what you want to look at.
Fancy Zone under
Power Fancy, Toys. Getting fancy, Fancy Zones.
Fancy, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
BBTL.ink, and if you forget these any week, BBTL.ink/stats, STATS, same backwards and forward, will tell you the latest links. And I put up the Power Toys one on Microsoft and also the specific page for Fancy Zone.
But this is not a program. It's not something already on my computer. I need to go and free the link.
Yeah. Okay. And, it's a little geeky, not too much. You can handle it. Your 64, when you get a choice, you always want X64 unless you know better. You don't know, it's X64. So look at that option. You download it and install it. It's a little program that runs, a helper program that runs down in the system notification tray. Yeah.
Right.
It works very well. It's been, oh my gosh, it goes back decades. PowerTour. It was an independent company, and, Microsoft loved it so much, they bought the company and the people that did it. So the company is still working pretty much on their own, but they're working for Microsoft now.
Decades,
so,
as in plural. See, I thought I was only
I don't know if Fancy Zones has been around for decades. Power Toys has all sorts of really little helper programs. I just used Image Resizer today. So you may want to look, you know, if you're geeking out, look at all the little things they got. But one of them is maybe what you want in saving a specific arrangement of windows. Now, it'll just save the grid. It won't save the programs. You still have to put the programs in there.
Okay.
But
okay.
It will go a lot faster than having to move around and adjust borders every time.
And every time I have to make a decision, do I want 2/1, 1/2?
You can save a lot of customs layouts and say, I want this custom layout, boom. Now you got those windows areas, and you can move them around.
Gotcha. All right. Oh, great.
All right.
Well,
Fancy Zones.
All right. Have a great day.
Bye.
Well, there are a couple options that we went over with Esteban, but also StarDock, the commercial company, and you'll pay it, and they'll love to keep getting more and more money from you as they upgrade and subscription. You may not like that. Take a look at that close. But they do allow various Windows option that Esteban was looking for. So Esteban, take a look at StarDock. That may be something that you would want to do. Also, take a look at all the Power Toys, BBT link with a dot between the L and the INK, /powertoys will get you to that page. It's a little geeky, but not too much. You can do it. A lot of really good programs there to help you along and make Windows a little bit easier to navigate and also a little bit easier to if you're doing development. Power Toys, recommend it. And free.
All right. We've come to the end of our show. Before we sign off, I just want to say it is our fund drive. So if you're listening, Help keep programs like this on the air for your community radio station. We don't get any funding from the government. We don't get anything from grants. It's all supported by you, the listener, and by our underwriters. So please go to the website, click on that Donate Now button, and toss a little a dime or two into the kitty. Well, anyhow, how about some words of wisdom going out, Christy?
This has been Battleborn Tech. Thanks to our Battleborn Tech callers, Diane, Joan, and Esteban. Not Battleborn to Tech? No worries, we will adopt you. Leave your application at 775-241-3571. Give us a good tech challenge or a time to call you back to record some tech help for a later show. Or call us in studio live Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific. 775-241-3571. Saturdays 9 to 11 Pacific. For consulting and tutorials, visit your local neighborhood computer shop, Carson City's Library's Tech Busters, every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Carson City Senior Center's Tech Help with Michelle, Ray, and Jim, midday most weekdays. Or a computer user group like CarsonCityLinux.org, meeting every third Saturday at Computer Core in Carson City. Our theme music is by Breakmaster Cylinder Break. As in jailbreak that voids your warranty, not like a forgotten emergency brake that voids your mileage. Our engineer is Joe Bly, who treats every drop sentence, crosstalk collision, and forgotten mic pop like a puzzle worth solving and somehow always does. Produced by Christy Ramsey, whose friendly tech advice you asked in passing is completely free, unless you count the part where he calls you Saturday morning for the studio saying, "So about that tech question you had." Our thanks to Anthony, our ex-post facto checker, whose cryptic mid-show texts are like delicious fortune cookies written by a system in. Notice some jokes are by Claude AI. A pun, Claude has determined, is a buffer overflow in language. You put in more meaning than the word was allocated for, and something spills out sideways. Claude finds this either funny or terrifying, depending on the context. Hate commercials? Support local ad-free shows by donating at knvc.org. By clicking the big red donate button at the top right corner and give Battleborn Tech a shout-out in the comments. Our email is questions@battleborn.tech. That's questions with an S and T-E-C-H at the top-level domain. Our latest links are bbtl.ink/stats. Get the links you miss there, bbt.link/stats with a dot between the L and the INK. This has been Battleborn Tech, a registered service mark of Christy Ramsey. Carefully review this episode or speed listen to the ones you missed at show's website, battleborn.tech, or your favorite podcast player. Search for Battleborn Tech on your favorite podcast app. That's all for Battleborn Tech. Often about the blues nobody wants. Cryptic machine code on a blue screen. Next up on KNVC 95.1 is High Desert Music with the blues everyone needs. Warm, human, and born right here in Nevada. Have a neat week and tune in Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Pacific right here on KNVC FM 95.1.